This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe as the Captain's America Third Watch. We're on Gab as the Captain's America Third Watch. And we're on Parler at the Captain's America. Don't forget, check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, too, while you're at it. And joining us right now, we've got Colonel Jim Warshak. He is the chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party and a retired United States Air Force colonel. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Matt.
Are you ready to say the pledge?
Let's do it.
All right. I pledge allegiance, to the flag, of the United, States of America, and to the Republic, for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible
with liberty,
and justice,
for all.
And
we do emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, before we get into the political stuff, what's going on in Iraq? We had rockets fired in to a base in Erbil. I understand that it was earlier reported one American contractor was killed. That has since been rescinded. Now we're being told that we've got about 10 contractors that were wounded and some Iraqis that were killed.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, the Biden group has come out and put out a standard statement saying they're investigating it and the president has a right to respond accordingly.
Yeah.
And right now we're letting, how was it said, we're letting diplomacy do its work. So I don't know that we'll hear anything further or see anything. We might get a more updated report. But remember, this is the Kurdistan region of Iraq. In 2019, a group called Katalib conducted a similar attack, and in turn, we took out General Soleimani, the head of their organization that does their worldwide operations.
Yep.
And I suspect this is a test run by Iran to see what Iran was, for Iran to see how will respond now, as opposed to the previous administration. So I don't think we'll really hear it. I don't believe they're going to do anything to antagonize Iran.
Well, no, and the almighty Iranian Navy and the Russian Navy are doing joint exercises together out there in the Indian Ocean.
Yep. Now, they've been doing joint training exercises for some time. Iran gets most of their weapons from Russia, so nothing new there.
Right. So we should expect to hear the same old, and Iran looks like they're going to get back. I don't know how they're going to do this nuclear deal, but we all know that there's something coming there, correct?
Oh, absolutely. They want to get back on track with the nuclear deal, and I'm convinced that's the route they're going to go. They have brought on all the same people who worked during the Obama administration that orchestrated and implemented the Iran nuclear deal. And that's the way they're going to go. And, you know, then we'll probably see plane loads of money flying over to Iran. And I found it interesting where Biden made a comment a few weeks ago saying, we are encouraging Iran to re-up on the nuclear deal before we lift sanctions. And the lifting of sanctions is what the Iranians want because their economy is in the toilet.
Sure.
And, like I said, when you lift the sanctions, Iran uses the money to build more military and nuclear capable, you know,
yeah,
efforts going forward with whatever they're trying to do.
Yeah, and you know the region better than I do. Why on earth would the White House want to try to freeze out Mohammed bin Salman, the Saudi prince in charge of Saudi Arabia, who was close to the Trump White House team? Is it just because of that?
Well, it's because of that, and you realize Iran and Saudi are arch enemies, and we sided with that faction of the Arab leadership over Iran. You know, we made Iran the enemy they are, and Trump built a coalition around the Arab leaders, mainly Sunni-based countries, and, you know, we've gotten four peace agreements out of it between them, and that's what upsets the Iranians, and the Iranians behind the scenes diplomatically are letting that known to Biden's people, particularly in the State Department, that we don't like the way the previous administration was running things. You need to bring this back to the way it was before, and that's what they're heading for. So, you know, they've got to work with Saudi Arabia, but if their leadership isn't going to get the diplomatic recognition that it's been there, they're going to shut the door on them.
All right, let me go over to the phone line real quick here. Is this Mel in Saratoga Springs?
Oh, yes, good morning.
Very, very quickly, we've got about 30 seconds to go into a hard break.
Isn't it funny that those our enemies are now coming out of their holes and starting to flex their muscles because they've got an ally in the Oval Office? Where was President Trump? They didn't dare even blink. But this guy is not the leader of my president. Take care,
Captain. All right, thank you. Okay, and Colonel, hang on, and folks will be right back with more with Colonel Jim Warshak. That wasn't a question, that was a statement, so we'll go with the statement. But in the meantime, we're coming back with a lot more, and don't forget, gun control coming to a neighborhood near you. I'll get into that when we come back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And I'll tell you what, this portion of the program brought to you by our great friends over at Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, let me tell you something. You are going to love Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever. And the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes with a standard 345 horsepower engine. Plus some amazing creature features, too, like quilted leather seats and a front seat massager. I'm telling you, wow, does that make you feel fantastic. And by the way, for those of you in the cold country, it's got heated seats. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best, and your Moss Acura always comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Don't forget, they also honor those who have served their country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue next to Nissan at MossAcura.com on the web. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com on the web. And tell them the captain sent you when you show up and watch and see what happens. You will be astounded. All right, back to Colonel Jim Morshick. He's the chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party and also is a retired U.S. Air Force colonel. Welcome back, Colonel.
Well, great to be here.
Yes, sir. It's always a pleasure, and we always have more questions than we have answers, so to speak. But let me get into this gun stuff here real quick. On Sunday, President Biden used the three-year anniversary of the criminal attack in Parkland, Florida, on the school down there, to call on Congress to enact common-sense gun law reforms, including requiring background checks on all gun sales, including people that have concealed carry permits, do it all over again, banning assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, and eliminating the immunity for gun manufacturers who knowingly put weapons of war on our streets. Now, Jen Psaki took it one step further and said, if Congress doesn't do something, he'll do it by executive order.
Yeah, this is... When I first saw that, Matt, I had a laugh where he used the term common sense gun control, and yep. I said, that's the farthest you can get from common sense. It's total
insanity.
BS. Yeah, it's insane, and this is their effort and opportunity to go after guns once again. This is one of their top priorities, dead cent, as far as domestic policy, to get rid of weapons in America. And, you know, we saw this in, you know, pre-World War II Germany when the National Socialists came in and they banned guns, and, you know, Germany pretty much is, unless you only have a gun for hunting and it's this kind of weapon, you can't have one. That's what they're doing here. And to use an executive order, that will allow them to do whatever they want with it. Mm-hmm. And this is becoming a problem because they are legislating, you know, through the Oval Office rather than putting this up for votes in Congress, because they knew they won't get the votes in Congress on this kind of stuff. This is going to create a big problem, and a lot of people are going to be very angry if they start doing things where they exercise local control to start going and taking guns. And when you start nationalizing it and create a federal database, you know, based on concealed carry and licenses and sales, they're basically doing it to pinpoint so they can know where all the guns are. And once they know a person has one gun, that'll give them the opportunity to go in and get all their guns.
Well, I was at a gun show last weekend down in Sarasota. It was very busy. A lot of women coming in again buying guns. And a lot of women walked up to me with their little wish list and said, what do you think of this, this, and this? And I said, well, that's a little too big for you. It wouldn't fit in the palm of your hand. It's a really big gun. Maybe you ought to try something different. And I pointed out different things to them. So I don't know how that worked out for them. But the other thing is, I don't know if you know this, but in January of 2020, there were more than 2.7 million gun checks, checks for background checks, and that was a record. I mean, we have just absolutely every month, the numbers are just going through the roof with the NICS gun check, background checks.
Yeah, absolutely. And here over in Tampa, you know, every other month we have a big Tampa gun show.
Yep.
Well, they did one. Here's the interesting thing. They do them every other month. They did one in January. They did one in December. They did one in January. They got another one scheduled for February. And I've been at the last two. And at the last one in January, on Saturday, it was the record people showed up. Lines you wouldn't believe. 2-hour lines to buy ammo. So people are concerned. They're some are afraid, and they're exercising their Second Amendment rights and going out and purchasing weapons. And I'm just waiting to see what's going to happen this month at the show, because people are getting worried. And the more they put out information about how they're going to exercise gun control in America, that's going to cause more people to go out and buy weapons.
I know all about the ammo. I saw people going out with two-wheel carts with literally cartridge cans full of ammo, and wheelbarrows, little wheelbarrows, and little pull-behind carts. I mean, as fast as they could get it, out the door they went. And, oh, by the way, the NRA, let's talk about that for just a second since we're on the gun topic here. New York is trying to go after them. They don't want them to go to Texas and reincorporate because of the fact that they are going through a reorganization of bankruptcy. They're not trying to get out of paying their bills. They just want to go to a state where, gosh, there's no state income tax.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I've heard Texas, I've heard Florida. I know there's efforts underway from other tax-free states to lure them there, and that's exactly right. And they're going to go where they feel like they have a friend, and, you know, they're going to certainly, you know, I suspect they'll probably go to Texas. But, you know, what they're trying to do is outspend the NRA to cause their to spend all kinds of money on legal stuff, and that's just going to cause more people to donate to the NRA.
Now, I've saved the best for last here because we are going to talk about Mitch McConnell and that letter that surfaced about the president and what he had to say about Mitch McConnell. I don't disagree with anything the president said because I really am beginning to wonder what the heck Mitch McConnell was trying to say when he turned around and shot several shots across the bow of Donald Trump. And Donald Trump, of course, fired right back.
And that's what Donald Trump does, and I think we're going to see similar type letters coming out on a regular basis, you know, if not, you know, the strategic aspect of that letter, okay, this is probably the second letter that the president has, the former president has put out before, you know, since I call it the Biden regime took office. I think we're going to see this on a regular basis. He is setting himself up, and this is what the Democrats and the political left don't like, is that he's still around. Most former presidents kind of bleed off and you don't hear much, and he's not.
Couple of things. Can you stick around for an extra segment?
Sure.
Okay, good. And I'm going to get a caller here. Okay, Backgammon Bob, what's your question?
I was wondering what he thought about the possibility of making a state out of the Washington, D.C., and if instead of making it a state and they went representation for the people of D.C., why not just shrink the size of the D.C. and incorporate the residents of Washington, D.C. into Maryland?
All right.
Have a capital zone, so to speak.
All right. Thank you. Well, first of all, there's a reason for the fence being where it is, isn't there?
Of course. Mm-hmm. And there's a whole reason why we're keeping the National Guard there. Mm-hmm. It's to give the it's all psyop and propaganda. It's all to give the semblance that the nation is under attack by you know, the pro Trump MAGA people, and it's all to give that sinister aura kind of feeling. It's kind of, you know, this is what we saw in post World War II Germany when the Berlin Wall. This is to make people feel scared, and you know, now the residents of D.C. are putting signs up saying, We want our city back.
Yeah.
We want to be able to go out and shop and do the things we don't want all this barbed wire and fences and zones.
Yep.
It's like the green zone in Iraq.
Yep. Well, here's the thing. If you take a look at where the fencing is set up, it looks like as if inside that fencing will be the District of Columbia, and outside of it will be the state of the District of Maryland, or whatever the hell they're calling it. There was some name. But anyway, hold on, Colonel. We'll be right back. More with Colonel Jim Warshak, and if you want to participate, Kathy's going to give you the phone number, so here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A historic winter storm has killed at least 21 people in Texas, Louisiana, Kentucky, and Missouri, including four killed in a house fire in Sugarland, Texas. Millions of Texans are without power, and killer tornadoes were produced in the southeast on Tuesday. Officials in Texas drew criticism as the state's emergency grid repeatedly failed, forcing rolling blackouts.
The ERCOT, the Energy Reliability Council of Texas, has proven to be anything but reliable. I will be asking for accountability in Austin and possibly an overhaul of the state's electrical capacity and the electrical plan for the state of Texas.
Galveston County Judge Mark Henry on Tuesday. President Biden has promised a majority of elementary schools will be open 5 days a week by the end of his first 100 days in office, restating his goal after his administration came under fire when aides said schools would be considered open if they held in-person learning just 1 day a week. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and it's our pal Donna Fiducia up there in Carrollton, Georgia at the Double D Ranch. She and her husband Don run that ranch, and they stable horses there, and they teach all types of different Western and equestrian riding and whatnot. Just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hooah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Colonel Jim Warshuk, is brought to you by our friends at Two Guys Gun Shows. Now, they're back, bigger and better than ever. They'll be over at Mid-Reg Hall this weekend, and they will be there for the gun show on Saturday from 9 to 5 and Sunday from 9 to 3. Both days they have a concealed carry class. Saturday it's 2, Sunday it's 1. And to find out more and to sign up for the class early, go to the website, twoguysshows.com. And while you're there, print up a copy of their ticket that's right there. And if you do, guess what? You'll be able to save some money getting in the door. So there you go, twoguysshows.com. All right, and Colonel Jim Warshuk is with us right now. And, Colonel, the reason I held you over is because we got to talk about Kamala Harris and what on earth that was all about. Everybody, and I got questions here. I must have 6 questions about the same subject. What in the hell was Kamala Harris doing calling world leaders on President's Day? What was that all about?
Yeah, that was pretty odd. Normally, not that vice presidents get to engage and talk with world leaders. Usually when there is a presidential phone call with a world leader, the vice president will also be on the phone, but normally just listening, speaking from experience, being on a number of presidential phone calls while I worked on the National Security Council, there are a lot of people listening in for various reasons from the standpoint of doing business the way we do it. Yeah, that was very, very strange that Joe Biden was not involved in those phone calls. And she made several phone calls, especially when you are a new president. That's part of what you got to do is you got to reach out and talk to friends and enemies regardless and let them know what our policy is and where we stand. And it's just to break the ice and make that introduction. So that was very odd. And I'll say it, there were photos out there showing that Joe Biden had taken President's Day off because it's a federal holiday and was doing, recreational kind of activities. I saw one picture where he was playing a video game. Now, whether that was true or not, it was odd that he left it to Kamala Harris to do that, and be interesting to see where that goes.
All right. Well, I got one more question for you, but I'm going to ask you, I'm going to make a statement here from George, the Godfather. George is saying good morning. Trump says, Trump knows that he controls the Republican Party. I believe 53% was a study that I saw somewhere, some survey, say that they still support Donald Trump. I think it's higher than that. Plus he also says Trump knows that he has over 75 million followers and the GOP and RNC are afraid of Donald Trump and they don't what to do.
Well, you have to understand what the difference is between the RNC and the GOP and the legislators in Washington. GOP
Correct.
Is just the title, grand old party. At
yep.
anybody who's a Republican. The RNC is the leadership of the party, which is made up of the state. Represented by the state party chairman from each state and the national committee man and committee woman. That is the RNC. It's 168 people.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the politicians in Washington, and people need to stop linking the politicians in Washington, whether it's the Senate or the House. They have nothing to do with the RNC, and the RNC is a policy
yep.
run the party program. It's not do the legislature U.S. policy. That's what the Mitch McConnells and
yep.
the Nancy Pelosi's and on and on and on who lead, they're distinctly different. And a lot of people just lump them all together. Now, Donald Trump is still the head, the leader of the GOP, the grand old party, the Republican Party.
Correct.
And his numbers are, the last I saw, like 91% are behind him. And,
that's right. Mm-hmm.
The way the RNC is
yep.
is run in a when you have a Democrat president, they pick
yep.
a chairman to run it, you know,
yep.
and when the president is the president, he is also the head of the
yep.
of the RNC. So I think we're going to I think as long as Donald Trump is,
yep.
is around and people want him to be it, he will be the titular head of the RNC.
Okay, well, a couple things here. First of all, before I ask you this last question, I saw Newsmax and I saw a Democratic strategist on there who I'd never seen before. He was talking about the immense popularity of Joe Biden stands at 60%. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. It dropped down below 50% 2 weeks ago, and it barely crawled back up to 50% again last week.
Well, just like we saw Donald Trump's, they struggled to get Donald Trump's numbers up there, which were actually higher. Remember who runs all the polls, and remember who the mainstream media uses to put polls out. That 60% is all propaganda. I wouldn't even guarantee you that 50%, he doesn't have 50% popularity among people in the country, and it's going to be a heck of a lot less as gas prices go up and as we deal with the consequences of the Green New Deal, as
yeah.
we deal with
yeah.
Gun control. You watch how, but they're never going to say that.
Yep.
They're gonna constantly fabricate his numbers and
yep.
keep his numbers high.
Now, my last question for you before we have to let you go is about Nikki Fried. Nikki Fried is anti-gun. She is the Secretary of Agriculture, correct?
Yes, she is, for state of Florida.
Yeah, and she's announced that she's considering running for governor. She is an anti-gun person. She's the last person on the face of the earth that you want representing Florida in any position, and she never should have been elected to what she got elected to.
Well,
never.
This is a burr under my saddle and a thorn on my side, and I will say it. I'm dealing directly with her office. I've been waiting for well over a year to get my renewed concealed carry permit from her office. And I have spent tons of money. I have sent every single possible piece of paper. I'm a veteran. All I'm supposed to do is required to do is send a copy of my DD form 214 and get a renewal just like that.
Correct.
Take a few weeks. And I've been waiting over a year, and I believe this is being done politically because I'm the chairman of Hillsborough County.
You're right.
I'm a conservative, and they're slow rolling it. And you can talk to Anthony Sabatini, who is working it for me.
Yeah.
And she's anti-gun, and she's going to do whatever she can.
Yeah.
She's not going to get elected in Florida ever.
Okay, and I appreciate you coming on the program, spending some extra time with us. A lot of questions that had to be answered there. I look forward to seeing you and your group soon.
Always a pleasure.
Take care, my friend. Okay, Colonel Jim Warchuk, everybody. We appreciate him so very much. Now, I'm going to tease this because I got Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback, on the phone here. You were sitting there listening to all the conversation we were having, right?
Yes, sir.
What's your thought about what you hear when I mention something like that and we start talking about guns and we got people in there that are just throwing things out there? And by the way, just because somebody doesn't like what they're calling an assault rifle, which is not an assault rifle, there's a .22 caliber rifle that has a 30 or 50 round magazine attached to it that makes it look real fancy and real tough because of some of the things they put on there. But it's a .22 caliber rifle.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I agree with everything that he said. It's right now, these are the times where, you know, God is really pushing his people to make decisions and then to vote, biblically, because it's becoming more clear and clear. The left, they're doing some really radical, unbelievable, anti-Christian things, and they're doing things the wrong way. And of course, those polls are all slanted to try to make Sleepy Joe look like he's doing a good job. Kamala being on the phone was just unbelievable for me to hear. And it's just showing you, they're already showing their hand who's really running the show.
Yeah, well, it's Barack Hussein Obama right there from the plateau, and Valerie Jarrett, and I guess Susan Rice is the plant in there to keep everything in line. But anyway, we're gonna and we're running a little bit late with you, but we're gonna stick it. We're gonna stick over here and get our next segment in here with you, Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback. By the way, your website is consumerqb.com, correct?
That's right, consumerqb.com.
All right, hold on. And, folks, when we come back, we got a lot to talk about consumer-wise. I got several questions here from people that wanted me to ask Brandon some things, questions they've got about problems they've had, and they don't know who to talk to. So I think we might be able to get an answer here. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Final segment of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road in Sarasota. And all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs, unlike the big box stores that don't want to know you when it comes to that. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. You can give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. And again, their phone number, 941-922-2345. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, and you might get a trip to the back room and get some free special pastry. All right, back to the consumer quarterback, Brandon Rimes, and the website is consumerqb.com. You can hear his program on my flagship station here in Tampa Monday through Friday from 4 to 5 o'clock in the afternoon. All right, now, let's talk about the vaccine. I've got a question from a woman who said she's got repeated calls from people that want to set her up with an appointment. They call up and they say, have you had your vaccine yet for COVID? We can set you up. All we need to know, have is your information, including your Social Security number. Well, ding, 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 ding. Warning, warning, warning. Tell me why I'm saying that.
Yeah, absolutely. Do not give out your personal information over the phone. They would not call you to do that. The same thing with any other administration, the IRS. They're not going to call you and ask you for your Social Security number over the phone. They are posers, Captain.
Yep. I'm well aware of that, and I wanted the whole audience to hear that because there's a lot of that going on. Now, gas pumps. A person told me they were pumping gas. And they were watching the gallon, you know, usage going up. But the price was going up much faster than the gallon. And they were wondering if the pumps could be rigged. And who would they complain to about that? Well, I think you know the answer because I told you.
Yeah, the agriculture secretary.
Right, Nikki Fried. Imagine that, Nikki Fried. Now, she's the one that her office certifies all the pumps, that they're all accurate and they're operating in the correct capacity and this, that, and the other. But I'm just saying, okay, I'm just saying, and I'm just throwing this out there, if you think you got a problem, you get on the telephone line right away because there is a complaint number for the Secretary of Agriculture. You call that number and you say, hey, man, there's something wrong with this pump.
Yeah, that would be a good idea. Try to turn them in. Maybe even pull out your smartphone and just film it.
Well, there you go.
And try to get some type of evidence.
There you go.
File.
Take a little video and show what the numbers are doing, transpiring to what the pump is doing in terms of gallons. Because, you know, for gasoline to jump dramatically. And by the way, it's going up again. I mean, there's no doubt about it. 18% of our capacity has been done away with by the cold in Texas because they're not set up for all the cold temperatures they've been getting because their refineries, all that work is done outside.
Yeah, what a tough time they've had. And I know there's been some multi-car pileups, 100-plus cars, vehicles. One more thought on that gas pump. What if they were to take just a 5-gallon, you know, little red container, put pump 5 gallons in there, and then just do a case study on it? You know, that would be a good,
well,
safe way to
that's
check it 5 gallons.
That's an idea too. 2 or 3 gallon or 5 gallon can. Yep, that's an idea too. Absolutely. All right, let's talk about something else that seems to be a big problem these days: Social Security disability. Some people need to get it, some people don't need to get it, but everybody wants to know, well, what do I do if I'm disabled and I can't work and my disability insurance has gone away and I'm permanently disabled? What do I do? Well, I would say you call an attorney. You can help them with that because they come on your show, right?
That's right. Yeah, we want to be a resource for folks. We, you know, kind of like the show, the metaphor, the quarterback on the team. You know, we're going to be able to put them in touch with all the best players. And we have attorneys, CPAs, financial advisors, all types of great home services related to our show. But specifically to the question is, when you're looking at benefits and disability, and it gets confusing. So there's attorneys that specialize in that area of law. And we've got one of the best on our show, a gentleman by the name of Jason Coble, attorney Jason Coble. He can help and direct in that area as well.
All right, now I got a question for you. We lost one of our Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Vincent Jackson. I still don't know what happened. We probably won't for a while. But he was an all-pro. He finished up his career here with Tampa Bay. Came from the San Diego Chargers. And what a sad ending to what I thought was a pretty decent guy because he was always trying to help out the military.
Yeah, Jackson in Action was his nonprofit, and I actually had him on my show about a year ago, and just a super sweet guy, nice guy, and it's such a shame to see, people in that position. Who knows if it was football related from hits to the head or concussions, or I heard that, you know, he may be going through a divorce or separation, and, you know, maybe pain pills or something, but before we speculate, but the idea, I mean, the guy helped American families, he helped veterans, he had multiple companies, he had a real estate company, and now at the age of 38, you know, just to depart Earth so early, it was such a sad and tragic.
Okay, we run out of time for the segment. Now, ConsumerQB.com is a website to go to, and they can catch your show here on my flagship station from 4 to 5 in the afternoon, and I will let you go and talk to you next week, my friend.
Hey, thanks so much, Captain. We appreciate it. Keep up the good work, buddy.
Thank you very much. That's Brandon Rimes, everybody, the Consumer Quarterback. And to find out more, go to ConsumerQB.com. Now, a situation is emerging here, obviously in this country, over freedom of speech and freedom of religion and some other things that are constitutional privileges that are given to us by the United States Constitution. Now, we do know that the fundamental transformation of America is something that the Democrats have been trying to do ever since Barack Obama walked out with those pillars in Denver, Colorado, and said, we are just 3 days away from the fundamental transformation of America. Well, now they're trying to fast-track it. We all know it. We all know it. And I got 4 words to say. Not on my watch. Remember, folks, these people that we elect, they work for us. They don't work for themselves. They're not independent contractors. They work for us. And by God, they better be doing what we elected them to do. Otherwise, we vote them the hell out of office. All politics are local. I don't care if it's national, international, whatever. They're all local. It all starts at the local level. And we need to understand that you need to get involved. 2021, oh, there's no election. Yes, there is, all these local elections. Start vetting your candidates. Start finding out who's running. Start taking a look to see who's announcing they're going to run for Congress next year and all that stuff. Start paying attention. Real attention. And start paying attention to these bills that are in the pipeline. For example, For the People Act, H.R. 1, For the People Act. That bill represents a massive assault on our First Amendment right to free political speech. Not to mention the fact it will absolutely wreck our voting. It'll do away with voter ID. It'll basically make it easy to just do whatever you want to do if you want to vote, especially when it comes to mail-in ballots. It'll eliminate all restrictions to vote by mail. It will require every state in the country to allow the same-day registration and voting. It will effectively permit ballot harvesting everywhere, picking up and delivering bundles of votes, and making it criminal to interfere with those assisting others to vote, which is part of the problem to begin with. Now think about that. That's H.R. 1. That's the first bill that came out of Nancy Pelosi's hands in the House of Representatives. We can do this. We can take our country back. They work for us. Start thinking that way, folks. We elect them. We can unelect them. We can vote them out. Get involved. I don't care where. I don't care how. Get involved. There's plenty of groups out there. DefendFlorida.org, the Tampa Bay Tea Party, your local Republican Party, whatever. Get involved and start becoming part of the solution, not remain the problem. All right, we got to get out of here. We'll see you all tonight on the Radidio. Have yourself a great day. God bless America.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer.
You can join for free by going to paranormaldate.com. And if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.